we can only imagine what it's going to be like when you're inside of an NFL locker room and you have these guys who are not rookies. These guys are experienced. They've been there for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. How are you able to handle the commentary, the blasting, the, you know, you're holding all my cleats or you're going to take all the water bottles in after practice? How are you able to handle that type? And, of course, the military and being at West Point will certainly give you an advantage, but how does that translate into being able to really handle it with the pressure on your shoulders?
I'm a firm believer. My mom always told me, you got to pay your dues. You know, there's always going to be someone before you. You just got to wait. You got to wait your turn, wait in line. And I'm sure, you know, I might not make an immediate impact, you know, my first year on the team. But I'm going to pay my dues. I'm going to work hard, if not harder than the rest of the guys. But I'm going to be waiting in line. I'm going to be the first person in line, waiting for that next spot. God forbid, waiting for an injury to happen and waiting for my name to be called. And once that happens, you know, I'm not going to look past it.
Well, nothing to look past when you're understanding where you've been and knowing where you're headed, knowing where you're going, how you're going to get there, and what ways are going to benefit you in the long run. Of course, moving into 2017 draft, there's going to be a lot of great, rich, vibrant talent, and you're definitely going to be amongst them. I hope an invite to New York and be able to see you there and do the hi, mom, you know, while you're sitting there waiting for your name to be called. I'm sure it's going to be the starting point to a very illustrious career inside the NFL.
Definitely. I mean, I keep track of, you know, like the talented corner I played against, Ty Smith. He's currently, you know, on the 53-man roster for Seattle. Gordon Hill out of Sacred Heart, who's in the Northeast Conference, is on a practice squad in San Diego. So it's definitely possible. So it's very humbling to be in the position to be an All-American as a junior. So I'm heading into my senior year. I'm sure I'll earn, like, preseason All-American accolades. So I just don't think where I am at in life I could be in a better position. So it's very humbling. I'm just itching for that opportunity.
Well, the opportunity is something that you are creating. It's definitely going to be something that not only you have been able to transcend, but you're going to look back at this in 5 or 6 years and say, wow, I went through all of that. This is where I'm at. And now it's just time for me to hone in on the positives, on the best things that I know how to do. And I think you'll have a long life in the league.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Javon, thanks. I'll let you get back to what you were doing before. I appreciate your time. And if there's anything else that I can do for you, let me know.
All right, Root Dog Ray. I'm sure we'll be in contact very soon.
Sounds good. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Javon Elmore, cornerback. Boy, does he have skills out of Central Connecticut. And this has been Rudy Rudog Reyes on the RudogShow.com.